Rashi and many Rishonim learn that this Gemara has nothing to do with Hara, even though it says Echad Amara. It's really going back on Shaygi Gemezid when a person does Yibum without Kavana to be Kaina. He's doing it either for Znus or he thinks it's another lady. Either way, he's no Kavana to be Kaina, and the Mishnah said he's Kaina. Zok the Gemara, my Kaina. He had no Kavana to be Kaina, but he did Znus with her. He lived with her thinking it was his wife. So the Mishnah said he's Kaina anyway. That means this is a Kinyan that works without a das to be kaina.
These intro words just brought because it's the first time it's been kaina in there.
Could be. But this is Rashi Shita. That's what I'm pointing out. Because Pashit, you learned the Gemara is going right back on Hamara. That's what the words you said. Hakan Hamara.
Oh, which
but,
is just kaina.
Ben Shaygi, Ben Bemezen. V'chulu. That's what would be the way to regularly do it. Other Rishonim learn it is going on Hara, but Rashi doesn't learn that way, as we will point out a number of Rashis that are mashma that way. So, again, my kana. So for what purpose is the person kaina when he does it b'shaygigu b'mezit? Rav amakana l'kel. Rav said, we learn now from the pasuk that shaygigu b'mezit works as if it were with das. It makes no difference. The bottom line is, it is a total yibum for all halakas.
Yeah, but he has to have a das for bia.
Correct. He has to want to do a bia.
Right.
Even with an animal.
So, not that he was sleeping.
No. He has to have one to do a das rabia. Gemara asked about the sleeping. Gemara answered that he was dozing. Right. Shmuel Amar Lekana Ledwar Mamurim Beparsha. Shmuel says that he's not a complete husband. Many husbandry rules do not apply to him. He basically steps into the shoes of his brother. Whatever his brother has, he has. That's it. What the Torah wrote, which is, takes his brother's nechasim, he takes his brother's wife, so she's married to him, so she needs to get not chalitza. Her tzara can get married. There's no more yid for anything. He did the mitzvah, right, or didn't do the mitzvah, but doesn't make a difference. He was kind to her. But there are certain halakas that don't apply. She cannot eat truma. She cannot eat truma. Now, truma happens to be a rabbinic thing. Yerusha might be biblical, and the Rishonim say he doesn't inherit her. That's not implied. In being a, that's being a husband, he's not a total husband yet.
He
takes over his brother's estate. If she has private nechasim, right, he doesn't inherit her when she dies. It goes back to her family.
Tell me that he doesn't have to share the
chasim
with his brother.
Pashtus, he doesn't have, I'm not sure. Pashtus, maybe not. I'm not sure.
Again,
I want to make it clear. I don't know. I said that. I'm not sure. He takes over his brother's role. She doesn't have any more right. He doesn't have... He yarshins his brother's estate.
Right. Okay. But he doesn't have to take care of her.
Well, depends. Is the chiyuv of mezainis deraisa? Pashtus, maybe not. Maybe not. According to Shmuel, again... Going to Rav, everything, right. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Kana lakal be'echa ben abiyas ha'gruas halolu. What did he call abiyas gruas deficient? Yeah, a better word. Archibald is very good at these words. Deficient? Maybe we use the word deficient. I thought it was in the, inferior? I forgot already.
But why is it deficient?
What did he say? Deficient?
Is it because it's shogi?
Because it's shaking amazing. There's no das, that's why.
But not sufficient because it was done after, this is a B1.
Right, this is not a B psula.
It's still sufficient, that's the word he
used. It's a B grua, not a B psula. Kind of like words make a difference. Rashi uses a different word. He doesn't say B psula, he says B grua. Kind of like all the word, he says B grua. Kind of like all even if he never lived with her, be a Gemura. You know, these words, be a Gemura, would insinuate that he did Hara, but the Rishonim speak out not that way. And he didn't do a complete Bia, meaning with Das. Hamurim beparsha, beparshas Yevamim, chikasta b'mikra zeh Yevam yavi alav, the shinalei that we darshan, bein b'shaygig, bein b'meitid, bein b'ainis, bein b'ratzen, leireish t'chsiv yokum ha-shem achiv, as it says, he should be yokum ha-shem achiv. L'paitre me'yibim, the meis, v'loi b'anem me'isha acheres, if he dies and has children from another wife, muteres l'shuk, she's mutter l'shuk. Aye? in my tia beget leboy chalitza. I in my tila tzara nifter bebiyase shozu. Her tzara can get married. Zamti Gemara weiter. Now min hanesuin ledivri hakayil akla. Zamti Gemara Shmuel agrees that had this woman been married nesuin. I'm going to use the word nesuin and eris, and I will not use the word marriage only because there's 2 points in marriage. Erisin and Nisuin. So, since I don't have an English word for Erisin as opposed to Nisuin, what? Betrothed. But the problem with that is, betrothed usually means a shidduch. It doesn't mean a kinyan. So, I'll use the word Erisin and Nisuin, and that way I'll be clear. What? Yeah, he also does that. See? Arch called me, think a lot. Now, if he takes over his brother's kingdom in Anisuan, and this woman ate while she was under his brother, and he steps into his brother's shoes so she can continue doing what she did before. The Havakal Klamikara. Keep leaving in the Eris. Rabbi Mechelas, the Rabbi Rachmana be a Shaggy Kemezit. See, notice the Gemara didn't say Harah. Gemara says be a Shaggy Kemezit. Right? The Torah said Shaggy counts. So why should I say that it doesn't count completely? The Torah said it works. Why am I limiting it? All the Torah meant by shagig was you step into your brother's shoes. But to give more things than the husband had. Now, the husband would have had it had he done this to him, but he never got there. So now this woman is more required by her yabam than she was by her husband without a das for kinyan. That the Torah never said. And therefore, when it comes to truma, which is a rabbinic problem, because biblically she eats truma and arusa as well, but therefore, she can't eat truma. She didn't do that. That would be giving the yabam a bigger kinyan in her than her husband had. And yibum without das only fills the shoes of her husband, v'lo yaiser, nothing more. Rashi.
They only argue by erison, not nisun?
That's what the Gemara is saying in this lashon. There will be a second lashon coming up. But in this lashon, that is the argument. Only from Erison, not from Nisuan. Because by Nisuan, he steps into his brother's shoes, and his brother fed her truma.
So it's only Gabe truma.
Right. That's
everything else.
See, the Ritva, I think, says that the Gabe Latame law. No, I don't want to misquote the Ritva.
You know what I mean? Please let me look it up. I don't want to misquote the Ritva.
That's by Rav.
Right, meaning, but Minnesuin, is he holding like Rav, Shmuel holding like Rav completely?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I think the Ritva says not.
Oh, come on, Rebbe.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Just in this aspect of the Chila.
Your husband is safer, you know?
One second, I'll just find it. I saw Ritva. I'm sorry, 1 second. Here. Reba Taisa Saita, the King Cuts of Ramban, that what it says, May the Shmushik Ishtai, that Rakla Inyan Achilas Truma.
I can't believe that.
Avo, Linyan Yarsha Ulatamala, Aina Ki Ishtai Aflu Naflu Lafan of Menan Hesuan. And the Ramban explains, because it's only rabbinic by Truma, therefore we say, it's by, since she ate before, she can eat now. But, for other things, it does not work. That's what he speaks out from Etaisis and Saita, and from Etaisis and Saita of Dawud Amad Beis, and from a Ramban in our sugya. He says to look here in the back. I will look in the back for a second. Right. Right, he says that Tysus says, right, the three quotes, right, exactly. So it's negaya other things, right. Correct.
But he does a Bia Gemura, right? He's more than with Das and everything. He's better than, he's stronger than his brother.
No, he's really computer.
Yeah, I understand.
He is his
brother. No, he comes to New Husband. He gets all the rights now.
We're talking about inferior being.
Yeah, no being. In other words, the special would be.
Because it showed he was done.
Right. That's what he says. Again, that's what he brings down. That Tysus and Saita says. When the Shulchan Aruch paskins, yes, I am shleikan and liyarsha l'tamelo l'hafen the derech. Other Rishonim argue. Other Rishonim say that no, that everybody agrees that for yarsha l'tamelo l'hafen the derech, he is his wife. It's only a machlokes for truma, whether the rabbanon asked truma or not. The silence, is it a limited machlokes or is it a bigger machlokes?
Acre Nader, isn't there Shita that Acre Nader you with Mimer? Or with the father?
That was one Shita, right, with the father as an Arison, but we're talking about how far since I met his husband. He lived with her. He lived with her. Now think about it. Mesley. We now have a question. Right. The Azdi Shmuel and Tamei, Damer of Nachman and Shmuel, Kol Shabal Machu, Yabba Machu, Kol Shain Abal Machu, Ein Yabba Ein Machu. Let's catch up with Rashi. She was eating in the days of his brother, this vinya grua helps to make you eat. This is also not stronger. Vadavka, listen here, Rashi says it again. Vadavka Mabia Baloy Das Kinyan. This is talking about because there was no Das Kinyan. It was Shaygi Gemetzin. Abu Babia Gemura, Ishti Gemura, Hivachelis Afilu Lishmu. So here is Rashi again stressing that the issue is Shaygi Gemetzin because there was no Das Kinyan. Eina Yabu Machim Babia Gerua, Eina Echelis, that's right.
What says Gemura then?
Gemura means with a Das.
Yes,
it's
a.
The word Gemura usually seems to say not hara, but Rashi stresses that the problem is because there's no das. So Rashi's telling me it's not hara that's the issue here, because we already had a limud that hara is kigmar bia. It's only shaygi gumeze when there is no das kinyan. Therefore, it is a deficient. I think that was the word we used. A deficient bia. Next way, we have a question on Shmuel. Bas Yisrael Pikachas, a regular normal. Pikachas means regular. Right. A regular normal woman, girl. She is Arsa L'Kayim Pikayach, who had Arison with a regular normal Kayim. For his big L'Kontach in his Harish. And Rachman al-Islan, the Kayim became a deaf mute between Arison and Nisuan. And therefore, he's biblically no longer capable of having Nisuan. But he's biblically married to her because he had kedushin when he was a healthy man. a cheresh, but the rice that cannot make kedushin. He is not a bardas, right? A cheresh is not a bardas, which opens up a huge controversy in halacha. Is a cheresh not a bardas because of his inability to communicate? And therefore, if he would be able to learn how to communicate, the halacha would change? Or is a cheresh not a bardas because something happened to his wiring that makes him non-responsible, that he's no longer responsible, no longer considered in control, and therefore the Torah passes him? This is a big shaila. Somebody that is trained, Rachmana Litzlan, somebody born deaf, can never learn how to speak, is a deaf mute, right? And then is taught how to speak. Is he still a loch of a cheresh? Big shaila in Paiskim, in contemporary Paiskim, from his Zalman is Machmer. So the Zalman views a cheresh as something miswired, and that miswiring causes that the Torah patters him from chiyuvim, and he's not a bardas. Again, I don't want to get involved in it. I'm just pointing out there is this big machlokes. Back there. So here is this person that did kedushin deraisa. He was a regular boy who married a regular girl. He's a kayan. She's now an ashes kayan. And then he does a rabbinic nesuin, because rabbinically, a cheresh can do nesuin, but not biblically. Now, if a cheresh does kedushin, it's a rabbinic kedushin. A rabbinic kedushin does not allow his wife to eat truma, because she's really not married to a kayan. However, here, she was really married to a kayan, Erison. And biblically, she could eat truma. The kayan can eat the nevesh kinyan kasbai, Erusa can eat truma. Rabbinically, they said, no truma until nesuin. Now, he had nesuin, but it was a rabbinic nesuin. Einai chalas. She doesn't eat because it's a gzera. It's a gzera. We're afraid if we let the lady eat when she married, did nesuin with a cheresh, people will think that Erusin of a cheresh can also feed her truma. Now, over here, you have to understand the gzera. Biblically speaking, she's married to a kayan. Biblically speaking, she's an ashes kayan and can eat truma. Came along to Rabbanon and said, we don't want an ashes kayan eating truma. Till nesuin. For whatever reason. Shabbatashka, simpun, whatever you want to learn. Right? Now, here is this cheresh. Here is this cheresh. He does nesuin. Right? So, biblically, she can eat truma. It's a rabbinic zera of simpun, which doesn't apply to cheresh, because the Rishonim speak out that the cheresh is not capable of simpun. He doesn't even know what he's missing or not having. He's a cheresh. His das is klusha. He's a weak das, and therefore, there's really no fear of simpun. So what are we afraid of? Teretz is a gzera. If we let her eat by nesui cheresh, people will think kedushe cheresh can get a woman to eat. And therefore, they said, if he's a cheresh b'shas nesuin, no eating truma. As Rashi points out, Dr. Rashi, because eina cheles, the gazrina nesui cheresh or to kedushe cheresh gamina lekaman. It's interesting, because the Rishonim say, why don't we say simpun? Right? He might find her to be a babum. The answer is, as a cheresh, he's not finding her anything. And therefore, that's not a fear. Right. Not when she's married. That tematashka was only when she's home. Right. That doesn't apply anymore. Right. Back to the Gemara. Mace, v'nafel of ne'yavim cheresh. What happened? The cheresh died after nesuin. He made it a rabbinic nesuin, a biblical heiress. And now she falls in front of a yavim, who is a cheresh. Brothers, both are cheresh's. Oicheles. Then, and he lives with her, right?
Why
did Rabbi
say the first brother was
cheresh? Rashi, Meis cheresh zeh, this cheresh died after he did nesuin, v'nafel lifnei yavim cheresh, and she fell in front of the yavim, that's a cheresh. I'm reading Rashi, right?
I wouldn't have thought that.
Again, I translate like Rashi. Now, why Rashi says that, we'll see momentarily. But at this point, that's what Rashi says the translation is. The cheresh married her. He died, and his brother is a cheresh. And his brother lived with her. A cheles, she can eat truma. Ubezu, yafa kayach hayava mikayach habal. Because you don't need das, right? The cheresh doesn't need das to be kind to her. Remember we said Yibam works without das. So therefore, he lived with her. He did bia. He's kind to her. A cheresh can be kind to Yavama, biblically, because It's no different than Shai Giga Meizet. Right? You don't need Das to be kind of your Yavama. You need Das to make a chuppah. So it's only a rabbinic chuppah. She was a biblical Arusa. And now he does Yibum, so that Yibum is a biblical Yibum. So she can eat Truma. Now, she did not eat Truma under her husband. And he did a Bias Cheresh, which is akin to a Bias Shagig. And we're letting her eat Truma, even though she was not eating Truma till now. Shmuel told us, if she's in a Suwa that was eating Truma, we let her continue eating Truma. If she's an Erisa that wasn't eating Truma, we're not letting her eat Truma with a Bias Shagig. Well, here we have a case that's similar to a Bias Shagig. Because a Cheresh is no different than a Shagig. There's no Das Kinyan. And yet we say she can eat Truma. Because it's a biblical Kinyan. Well, Shagig is also a biblical Kinyan. And yet we say since she didn't eat under her husband, we don't let her eat under her Yavam. And here we're letting her eat under her Yavam, even though she didn't eat under her husband. That's the Gemara's question. 100%. He was a Pekeach. The case was, he was a Pekeach that married a Pekachas.
Only Karban that we didn't let her.
Correct. Similar to Narusa, whose husband died, and her Yavam did a Shagig Bia. They said she doesn't get more than her husband.
Well, even before this...
That was a drabana, that Arusa doesn't eat Truma.
And we're also taking a step that I'm not so sure. A Cheresh, does he understand Biyam?
Yes. No. There's no Das.
Can't borrow Lulav from somebody?
He can't give it back. No. I don't even know if he can be Kaina. I don't know if we say Das or Cheresh Makna by a Cheresh. Not sure.
Rabbi, can we just back up for 1 minute?
Yes.
Rabbi, just could you just restate, if he was a cheresh before Nisuyan, was there any truma under... If there was there any truma ever, if he... Was he ever married if he was a cheresh before Nisuyan? There's no... The raisa, there's no marriage.
Again, you're using the word Nisuyan. Do you mean Kedushin?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I mean. Sorry.
Okay. Cheresh, who does Kedushin, it's a rabbinic Kedushin. There's no biblical marriage at all. She's
so
not
no
a
Truma, no nothing.
Rabbana made a takana, which we will elaborate on in Perek number 13 and 14. Rabbana made a takana that a Cheresh has a rabbinic Kedushin. But
just
let me try to explain the difference between a Cheresh and a Shaita and a Katan. A Shaita...
Okay.
Has no das, meaning he's totally non-predictable. He's what we would call insane. A shaita does not mean somebody mentally challenged. That's not what a shaita means. A shaita means someone who just, he's a meshuggah. I mean, he sleeps in a beit hakvaros, he does crazy things. You give him something that's worth $1,000 and he'll rip it up. He has no, no mental competency. So they did not make any kind of marriage for him. A katan has some das, but he's growing up. So it's a big question whether they made a rabbinic kedusha for him or not. It's a machlokes. But simply put, there was no rush to do it. Wait 2 years, he'll grow up. Wait 4 years, he'll be a gadol, he'll marry. Cheresh is somebody locked into a position where he's not like a shaita that he's totally off the wall. He is called a das klusha, a weak das. Some cipher says what we would call somebody mentally challenged today. You have to be very careful in how you word it. In the olden days, we would say slightly retarded. That is called a cheresh, more than a shaita. Because he has das, but it's a weakened das. He's not insane. Insanity is shaita. He's not insane. He's just mentally challenged. That is a cheresh. He has a certain amount of das, but the tyrant doesn't recognize that das to be enough to make kinyanim. So the rabbanim came along and allowed him to make a marriage because he's a person that needs to get married and he's not, unfortunately, getting better and he's not out of that box, totally out of the box, like a shaita. So for him, they made a rabbinic marriage. But the case over here in this Gemara was, he was a 100% normal person, regular person, when he did Kedushin. So it was a biblical Kedushin. Then, unfortunately, yes.
I was going to go down another, I was going to ask about how we view Cheresh now, since we don't view his das as being compromised. We view him as his communication having barriers.
So this
but
is,
we don't have to go.
I thought I mentioned it. There's a major contemporary machlokes achreinim, how to view a cheresh today that can be trained to communicate, and it shows a high level of intelligence and understanding. Many achreinim want to say, the Minchas Elazar said, one of the achreinim that went into a house in a place in Vienna where they were training people who were deaf to communicate, and he said he wonders if Chazal would be now whether they would say that Cheresh is no longer a Cheresh. That's what he said. That was his shita, and many others concurred. However, it's a very dangerous step to take to say, okay, Chazal's okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a tshuva where he disagrees. He says that even though we see Cheresh as a das kalusha, but the Torah viewed Cheresh as somebody that we cannot expect to be, I'll use the word responsible, competent, to have commitment to whatever he does.
Accountable.
And therefore, the Torah did not, took a miswiring that caused his Cheresh, and therefore that miswiring also causes a lack of accountability and competence, which even though we might not detect it, is there, and therefore he's not chayav in mitzvah. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's tshuva. Again, this is a major argument in contemporary achreinim, what a cheresh today is, because today we can do a lot more with a cheresh than they used to. And therefore, does that change things or not? That is a major question. Now, this is talking about a person that's a deaf mute, but a person that's not mute, he can speak, is not a cheresh. He's chayav in all mitzvahs.
And what about someone who is not consistently insane? Forget about a deaf mute. What about some, you know, we all know that there are many people who have mental competence at some points. They're up and down, so to speak. Sometimes they lose touch with reality and then they fade in. Someone like that could start.
The Gemara discusses a person like that. The Gemara discusses people like that. And there are two kinds of these kind of people, and I want to differentiate. Those who are sometimes are better and sometimes their mind is weaker, the Gemara says at the time that they're better, they have aloch of a bikayach, they're totally capable of doing kinyanim, and at the time that their mind weakens, become a cheresh. They go up and down in halacha. And therefore we had the question of back in Subbos, we had it in Subbos, I think, in Yavamas, about this person who was that kind of a person that made a kinyan, he sold his field. And the question was he a time of weakness or was he a time of strength? Was his kinyan valid or not? And the question is what to do with that field. Barhedja, I think his name was. Barshatja? That is the third parent.
I'm wondering about this in the context of antipsychotic medications. Where you could immediately.
Right. So, again, the shaita that we call a shaita are not the people that are weak. That's not a shaita. A shaita is a person that's insane. I don't know if I'm using the right English word. Meaning, he's a very bright person. He can be a professor in college. But he's a crazy guy. He does crazy things. You give him something worth $1,000 and he gets into the mood. He just destroys it. He's just insane. There's no rhyme or reason to his behavior. He's just like, that's a shaita. That person is totally non-reliable because you never know when insanity will strike. That's called a shaita. That's not a cheresh. That's worse than a cheresh. A cheresh has a certain amount of intelligence, capability, and he's limited. He's a limited capability. Whereas a shaita is an insane person. For lack of a better word, he's Ma'abid Mashinaisnamoy. He's a guy who can't.
I don't even know how in the modern. I know you said that there's a machlokes about it, but I don't even know how we're talking about them in the same in the same area. One has a communication barrier. There's no effect on intelligence or anything like that, or das. There's no effect. There's a communication barrier. The other has a problem with reality.
A lot of Aquarians agree with you. What you said as a fact is open to question, meaning many Aquarians agree with you that a Cheresh has only a communication barrier, and that's it. And the reason in the time of Chazal he was considered Nar Bar Das was the inability to communicate with him. And therefore, since he had an inability to communicate, he automatically had an intelligence problem because he couldn't get information in nor out. And therefore, he was cut off from the world, so to speak. That's how some understand Cheresh. That's the way you're understanding Cheresh. And therefore, in this modern age, where a Cheresh can communicate and be communicated to, the halacha would change. However, there are those that say that whatever caused his becoming deaf-mute, right, is also caused something that makes the person not 100% accountable, and therefore, in a certain sense, becomes a person that the Torah doesn't obligate or give credence to, because we never know when that non-accountability will be there, because that miswiring causes it. Again, I'm not picking sides in the Achrayim, I'm just pointing out that that exists.
Okay.
Now, why don't a person can hear?
Yes.
But he can't
speak. He's 100% by das.
Oh, so it has to be both.
I said deaf mute.
I understand that, but I thought
deaf mute. Now you have to understand, this person was a person that heard and spoke, and something happened that he lost the ability to do both. We're talking about a person that made Kiddushin as a Pekeach. He was a 20-year-old man who made Kiddushin as a Pekeach. Totally healthy young man. Was in a car accident, Rachmana Litzvahan. Or had a disease, Rachmana Litzvahan. And it left him without the ability to hear or speak.
And speak.
Correct.
No, Rabbi said.
And, you're right.
My mistake.
He left him without. He became from a regular person into a deaf mute. He no longer has the ability to communicate the way regular people communicate.
That's ridiculous. Right.
It's not the same. That's exactly what's being said. It's not the same. There's a sugyan gittin about writing, all those things we're trying to swallow like 15, 20 blot of Gemara throughout Shas. In four lines here.
Yeah, Rebbe, it's very good now. If you learn it, it messes up the brain.
That's what Rebbe Shlomo Zalman keeps on saying.
It's very good now. I understand that. It's not like... He's saying that...
Rebbe doesn't need your Hashkama, and the other Achrayim don't need you to argue with them.
If he can't hear or talk...
And talk...
I wanted to hear about that.
The point of it. I just repeated what you did to me.
If you can't do these two, guess what? The brain is not deficient. That's a neurological issue.
Exactly. That's what Rabbi Simon Zalman said. Others disagree. Harvey was signing with the other signer. He's 100% communicative. Sign language, writing. He can even learn how to speak. There are people that teach these people how to speak. Helen Keller spoke.
They put implants.
All those things are dealt with in halacha, and I'm not competent at this point to deal with the halachic shailas. This is a big shaila. A person that can hear with a cochlear implant is a Yaitis Kia Schaefer. Rabbi Groomer used to take his hearing aids out.
No.
For Tia Schaefer. He wanted to hear Schaefer, not the... It's a big shaila, because a cochlear implant... You know, again, this gets involved. This is so involved. It's a sugya in itself. It can take, you know, hours and hours to learn, maybe more. Can I be Yaitza Havdala on the phone? So some people say yes, and some people say no. The person that say no is because you're not hearing the voice. You're hearing it electronically... simulation of the person's voice. right? That's what's happening. It goes into the phone. It's not like it travels across the wire like people once a time believed, that when you speak into the phone, it goes through the wire to the other end. What happens is the phone breaks it into electronic signals, which sends it to a different place. It's a mawa or a byrid or a byrid shlameda, this bria, which reconstitutes it as sound, and therefore the person hears. So the place can say, how can you be yitz? It's not his voice.
How about Zoom?
Dr. Chazaynish. And when you... Dr. Chazaynish, and when I speak to Baruch Moshe, when I speak, what happens? The Rebbeinu Shlom makes my voice turn into sound waves, and his ears are able to reconstitute it. What difference does it make if it's reconstituted by ears or if it's reconstituted by an electronic thing? That's what Chazaynish claims. Others say, because ears is the way the Rebbeinu Shlom originally made speech work. Electronics is a new step. That when you have electronics do it, it's a new step. So this is a big machlokes. Chazaynish said that it's okay.
I don't want to miss it. Can I answer to Mincha on the Zoom?
It's a big machlokes.
Does Chaimstein ever spoke about it?
Yes, he said you can. Rabbi Vadi Yosef says you can. You can answer Amen. Built on the Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, and it's built on the fact.
No, but can I down a Mincha with them?
No, it's not Tehillim B'Tzibur.
Oh, come on. Then Rabbi Chaim, and that's what I had as a
name. He did not. He just said you can answer Borku. That's all he said. Not Yait to Tehillim B'Tzibur with them.
No one says that?
No.
What?
So according to you, they should set up a Zoom and show, and everybody should have them by Zoom, and everybody should yaitze to Tzibur. You're not yaitze to Tzibur. You can't be yaitze to Mikra Megillah on Zoom. According to Moshitas, according to Chazaynish, you might be able to. So it's better than nothing. But it's not L'chadchila. Ramesh has a tshuva about a woman hearing Abdullah on the phone. And it's better than nothing. Maybe she's Yaitza.
Could only be the evidence? I'm just asking
why. Many places he uses Rav Shlomo again. He says, you're not Yaitza, you can't answer Amen, you can't do nothing. That's what he says. He's the extreme on one side. And you have Rav Yosef and other places that say you can't be Yaitza, but you can answer Amen, because it's not any different than if you're standing a mile away and, they raise a flag, you can answer Amen. Gemara in Sukkah by Alexander Shal Mitzrayim, they had 600,000 people, and somebody said, Yeshme Rabba, and they raised the Yeshme Rabba flag, and people answered. They didn't hear. The answer is they knew it was being said, so you can say it along. So therefore, if you see on Zoom it's being said, you can say it along.
It's in the same place.
I know. So that's, again, I'm not
going to.
Again, I'm just pointing out that point. Okay, I know we're spending a lot of time off the subject.
More stuff is said. 3:30
Okay, fine. You know what I noticed? I don't know if it happens in all Zooms, so I'm going to defer. I'm just saying that when I watched the Levaya last week, when I called it on the phone, they were like 30 seconds ahead of where it was on Zoom.
100% correct.
Ahead?
They were ahead. The phone was live, and the Zoom was 30 seconds behind.
Delayed.
So then you can't answer Amen because it's 30 seconds after it happened.
It was by the thing that by who does Barbara, what happened was he's not up there, and the words were coming, the words were still singing, the words were being said, and Barbara wasn't up there anymore.
It's a delay. Now, I don't know if every Zoom has a delay. Or only some Zooms have delay. I'm not a bucky. I need my IT person here. The IT person from Drycast, can he please comment on the matter?
Those of us who do Zoom all the time, they are right live. There's no delay. Maybe this was
no
because
delay?
It was
okay.
Mass communication. Mass communication. No, I mean, we do proceedings. We do proceedings live.
I know what you mean. So that was different, I guess. For some reason, it was 30. I mean, there was a 30-second delay. The reason I know is that I went from the phone to the Zoom, and I was hearing the same thing over again.
Make a bracha on thunder, even though there may be a 30-second delay.
That's because that's how the Rebbeinu said to do it.
It could be thunder that's close, but make it even further.
Okay. Anyway, that's the story. Again, but Harvey says that in a regular Zoom, there's no delay. Okay. Okay, I don't know why there was a delay then on this thing. I don't know, but there was. Maybe they set it up with a delay. I don't know. That's not the point. Okay, right. Anyway, we're in the middle of a Gemara. We didn't get any far. We've been spending too much time on this. Five cents. So to give my right. Ubezu yafa kayach hayavim mikayach habal. The yavim confeder is a cheret, which the baal couldn't. Obviously, the rav nicha. When he's a rav, it's very good. He did yibum for everything. Right, even though it's without das, he's kind of for everything. El Shmuel Kasha. But according to Shmuel, she didn't eat as an HS Cheresh, so why is she eating now? Amalach Shmuel, Eimahachi. Vahisbik Lakansa Achin is Cheresh, Eina Chelas Betruma. Right. If he marries her as a Cheresh, he doesn't eat. Kanas Viachikach Nischarish, add this to the Braisa. If he married her, he did Nisuin, 100% kosher Nisuin. He was a pikeach, and then he became a cheresh. A chelas. She could eat truma, even though he turns into a cheresh, okay? So Ruvain, the healthy Ruvain, does kedushin. The healthy Ruvain does nesuin. The healthy Ruvain becomes a cheresh. She can continue eating truma, even though she's married to a cheresh now. Meis, v'nafel v'yavim cheresh. And in this case, what if she would die now? And the Yom Cheresh takes over. The husband who's a Cheresh but was a Pikeach at the time of the Suin, a Chela. So why is it better than the husband? So how is he better than the husband? All he's doing is assuming the husband. The Ilubo Cheresh Mikara, like a Chela. Had the Cheresh married her, then a Suin, and she would have never eaten. Ilu Yom Cheresh Mikara. Well, here he did Yibum as a Cheresh, and we say she continues. Even though he did Yibum as a Cheresh, and that's similar to doing Chub as a Cheresh, the answer is no. Chub as a Cheresh doesn't work for Truma. Yibum as a Cheresh takes over the brother. She was eating at the time of the brother. She eats now. So Shmuel answers the Braisa by inserting a piece. Eino Chinami, if the Nesuim were done by a Cheresh, and then the Cheresh died, and the brother the Cheresh got Yibum, Shmuel would say she does not eat, because no das yibum cannot give the yavam any more and give the woman any more than she had under her first husband. And she didn't eat under her first husband, so she can't eat now. But if she ate under her first husband, before she became a cheresh, he became a cheresh, then subsequent to that he became a cheresh. So now she can still continue eating because the nesuim was done to a healthy man. Now if he dies and a yavam who's a cheresh, does yibum, we say she continues eating, even though the yibum was done by a cheresh.
So he's translating mace, enough one means mace, pikeach, enough
one. Correct. He adds a case. He adds a case. Kunsa v'achikach nischarish. He adds a line to the braisa.
If he's mace
cheresh, then he's takal lo yachal. That's how Shmuel changes the braisa.
If he
married her as a regular person. Suin. And then she turns into a cheresh. She can continue eating. Even before her brother does yibum. And then he dies. The brother does yibum as a cheresh. She continues eating. Rav says, even if the brother died after Eris, she never ate. And the yavam does, the cheresh does yibum, she starts eating. Because a yibum without das is 100% yibum. I just want to point out one thing. This fact is 100% true, according to everybody. A marriage of a cheresh is only rabbinic. Both kedushin or nesuin. You cannot have a biblical acquisition by a cheresh. A yavam cheresh is kind of biblically. Because das is not a factor in yibum. That's the key here. Every other acquisition needs my das to acquire. You want to sell me a Gemara? I have to have das to buy the Gemara. I want to sell you a Gemara? I have to have das to sell you the Gemara.
That's not
That's not a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. A yavam can do a yibum, a cheresh can do yibum, because yibum does not require das. The question is, how effective is that yibum? According to Rav, 100%. According to Shmuel, to continue where the first husband left off.
Just the Bobi Boaled teaches me that? Or,
yes, yes.
No, or, because of that, and there's a Zika.
No, yeah. The Torah said Yavama Yavi Allah. Without that, I wouldn't know a thing. With that, I know everything.
I want to just add.
You don't have to add anything.
Because I feel
Zika has something to do with it. It has, look, I don't want to use the word Zika. The fact that she's bound to him has something to do with it.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's not the halacha of Zika.
No, I'm just saying Zika just meant. So, is that bond?
No. The Torah said a brother dies without children. We want the other brother to step in. That obligation to step in, the Torah said, does not need das. Because if you want to give it a lumdus, he is not creating his own. He's just stepping into somebody else's shoes. He's assuming rather than creating. So Rav says, that means it's a total yibum. And Shmuel says, hold. He's assuming what was there, not what wasn't there. That's the machlokes. This is the first question.
Does a yavam who's a cheresh, does he have to do bia for her to be eating a truma?
Absolutely. If he doesn't do yibum, bia, he didn't do yibum.
Well, if he does it and he does it not lo gemura,
he has no das. He has no das.
So does that count, that beer?
Well, didn't the Torah say shaking amazed counts?
Yes.
So is it machlokes Rav and Shmuel to what degree it counts?
Right, so according to Shmuel, that's the problem.
It counts to take over whatever she was doing before.
But until the beer happens, she can't eat truma.
No, well, but Shemaris Yavim does not eat truma.
She'll be Shemaris Yavim for the rest of her life, possibly.
Forget about Cheresh. Reuven's married to a woman. They're married. They have a lovely relationship for 20 years. He dies without children. At that moment, she has to stop eating truma, even though Reuven was a Kayan. But she now is not married to Reuven anymore.
Right.
She's going to get Yibum from Shimon. Right? But meanwhile, she didn't get it yet. So we learn out from a pasuk that she does not eat truma.
Okay.
In Bavli. In Yerushalmi, I think there's a shita that says she does. Biblically. But in Bavli, she doesn't eat truma. She's not married to anybody. She's bound to be married, but she's not married. So whether the Yavam is a cheresh or the Yavam is a regular person, she doesn't eat truma. When he does bia, he acquires her. Now, if it's a regular person, it's 100% acquisition. If it's a cheresh, it's a machloikas, Rav and Shmuel, whether we gave it 100% or not.
And that's where we leave it.
Hashem, we will continue tomorrow morning. I will be Emir Hashem. If Hashem should help, I should be helping you well on the phone. Okay.